We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Today is.
No, please. Tell me.
Please, tell me.
It's National Nut Day.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was.
This is nuts.
Peanut.
This is nuts.
Hazelnut.
Wait, I'm nuts?
Cashew nut. Macadamia nut. Pine nut.
But I'm not nuts.
Pistachio nut.
Let's not go nuts.
You guys, you know what? You're nuts. You're all nuts.
Are we ready for the nuts?
Yeah, ready.
It's showtime.
It's the perfect day. It is the perfect day for the show. It's National Nut Day.
That's us.
Yes.
What's your favorite nut?
I guess a cashew. Yeah.
Cashew. Going the expensive
pistachio
route.
Ooh.
Pistachio.
Mm-hmm.
Almonds are good. I like them all.
Yeah, I do too. I'm a nut fan. But pistachios are delicious. The problem is you can sit and eat, you know, like 3 or 4 pounds of them before you know what happened.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You're shelling those things out and you suddenly realize you've got this huge pile of shells and you say to yourself, what is wrong with me? Why am I still eating these pistachio nuts?
Fingertips are rubbed raw.
Yeah. And don't ever get the red ones either, boy. They'll really make a mess in your hand. Good morning from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's 6:03 now.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:12. The time, it's 59 degrees now. Good morning to you. Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
You're welcome.
Working on the odds and ends now. More tales of lottery glory coming up today.
Of course.
It's unbelievable what happens to people. And it's always some crazy story about how, oh, I didn't even mean to do that. And I won $25 gazillion. It's one of those kind of stories today.
Good. Yeah. Makes you feel better about yourself.
It does.
Right.
I whipped into the lot this morning, and I pulled in, and I, you know, you get, it's completely dark. I pulled out this morning, and I was almost hit in the head by the landing gear of a huge jet this morning. He must have been having a hard time gaining altitude, because I've never seen one this low over the building this morning.
Ooh, probably Spirit Airlines.
They had just launched it from the giant catapult. Anyway, this thing was so low. It was one of those FedEx cargo jets.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing's lumbering out of the airport there. And man, felt like
those are all y'all's packages, guys.
They're on their way to you now. So watch out. They're coming.
Then they're going to drop them off. They're just going to push them out of the back.
On a pallet with a parachute. It's like military supplies. They're going to fall in your yard.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Good morning to you. We're headed for the weekend as fast as we can. It's Thursday. One more day. We're going to have one of those drastic temperature swings this weekend, too, by the way. I peeked ahead for you. You know, we've been looking at 80 degrees every day.
Yeah.
It felt like summertime. Only going to be in the 60s on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Put another log on the fire.
Two wolves everywhere.
Julian.
Greensboro.
Jamestown.
Cranking the country.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Good morning to you, and thank you for turning on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase here at 6:26. Odds and ends here. First of all, I'll just go ahead and run down the winners of the CMT Awards. It's a, you know, it's a short list here. Video of the Year, Drinking Alone, Carrie Underwood. Never even seen it.
Nope, I haven't either.
It's like the Golden Globes. These people that win the Golden Globe Awards on things that no one's ever seen. Female Video of the Year, Drinking Alone, Carrie Underwood.
It wasn't bad. It was a very dominant video, and it had a guy that looked like her husband in the video, and she was like the singer for the bar, and he came in, and they kind of just canoodled in the booth after she got sick.
Well, I like a video with canoodling. I should watch that.
I've been using that word a lot this week. I don't know why, but it's just working out.
Male Video of the Year, Luke Bryan won Margarita. Group Video of the Year, Old Dominion, One Man Band. Which, by the way, I'm just flat out sick of. I never hear that again. Duo Video of the Year, Dan and Shay, I Should Probably Go to Bed. Breakthrough Video of the Year, Gabby Barrett, I Hope. Collaborative Video of the Year is Blake and Gwen's Nobody But You. Aww. And the CMT Performance of the Year from CMT Artist of the Year, Chris Young, Drowning.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. There's a list of the winners. Hey, get this. Seth MacFarlane and Danny McBride, two very funny guys, are developing a Smokey and the Bandit TV series.
Okay. All right. I'll watch it.
I would, too. No word on which network will carry it, but you got two heavyweights putting it together. Somebody is going to pick that up.
Yeah.
I'll watch the first episode. I'll give it a chance.
Good for you, Annie. Look at you being open-minded and stuff.
I know it.
The Business Insider magazine says pre-orders for the new electric Hummer, which costs $113,000.
Reasonable.
Sold out in 10 minutes.
Of course. Of course they did. People with too much money not knowing what to do with it.
The Hummer will be available 1 year from today.
It's pretty. I like it. It's nice. I mean, they've come a long way from 5 miles per gallon to all electric.
Yep. Reebok's got a new Ghostbusters sneaker. Reebok's celebrating Halloween with the new Ghostbusters tennis shoe. The Ghost Smashers high top is white and has a mini proton pack and wires on the back of it.
Sold. I'm getting it.
The leather upper has a Velcro strap, while the tongue has the Ghostbusters logo. The Ghost Smasher cost $150 and will go on sale at midnight on Halloween. Why wouldn't you do it like the day before? Well, no, I guess it is. I suppose midnight Halloween is midnight.
It's sort of like,
I guess it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's Halloween morning.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have to get all that special licensing. They can't just slap the logo on there. They have to get it approved, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, this is a big deal between three or four different, you know, companies. Well, here's your tale of lottery glory today. Andrew Burke of Alberta, Canada, recently purchased two lottery tickets with two identical numbers by accident. Both were winning tickets.
Of course they were.
The Western Canada Lottery interviewed him and the store owner who sold the ticket. The store owner said the machine was going crazy. This guy was a regular. His name was Andy. He goes, "Hey, Andy, what have you done? Broken my machine? Look at this. You've won $1.8 million. That's when Andrew said, "Hey, you better check that other ticket. It has the same numbers. The owner did check the ticket. They were the same numbers. Both were winners, giving him a total of $3.6 million.
Attaboy.
Shoo-wee.
All right.
Andrew says that on my wedding day, my father-in-law said, "I always wanted my daughter to marry a millionaire, but I got the next best thing, somebody who spends money like a millionaire." "All I wanted out of the lottery was to be able to retire comfortably, keep up the house payments, and have my Land Rover restored. I don't need anything else now."
There you go. All done. $3.6 million? Wow.
$3.6 million on two identical numbered lottery tickets that he purchased accidentally.
In Canada, you get a free moose with it.
Here it is, the breakthrough video of the year. Gabby Barrett, I Hope, on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you.
I hope you.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, the impossibly cute to Maddie and Tay, girl and country song. 6:37 now, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Yesterday, in one of those off-mic discussions, Annie brought up the spiral slide, the wavy slide, you know, those slides, you know, which the spiral slide holds a special place in my heart because I took my oldest son for his first ride down a slide on a spiral slide, and my wife snapped a picture of us coming out of the curve down the slide.
And he was just having a ball.
And the look on his face was fantastic.
But Dale.
Yeah.
The spiral slide isn't what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, he's talking about.
Listen,
I don't care.
Listen, I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about.
And your sweet memory.
And then if anybody else wants to come along for the ride, that's fine.
All right, Annie, what are you talking about?
It's gone viral. A ton of people have shared it all over the place. It's, I guess, it, in a sense, it's called like a spiral slide, but it's also known as like a corkscrew climber. It's that little slide that's wrapped around, like it has a central pole.
It's like a pole wrapped around a pole, but the outside pole is spiral going down.
Right, and nobody ever knows what to do with it. You tell me right now you knew what to do with it. You don't, okay?
No.
And so there's a video going around, a bunch of kids on the playground, and they're literally like sitting on it like a normal slide. And the way they put their leg, they're coming down it, and they're just sliding in circles. And it's just insane the way it works. Nobody knew this. And it's like, it says it has the waves in its shape. It's causing the person, when they're sliding, to go up and down slightly while they're descending to the ground. And it's just, okay. I don't know, it was a mind-blower type thing, I think, for a lot of people. Because it's gone viral, that video. And I really can't wait to get back out to a playground and try to do this. Because I am definitely going to try it.
I think you would.
I mean, it almost looks like you got to have some like stripper talents to make this happen. You know what I'm saying?
So, Dale and I, we're on it.
If you got that plan for a career, you got to start training early.
Yeah, right.
It's all about training.
I just like always climbed up and down these things. Like I would just climb on the outside of it, and I'm like, "This is so weird. Why is this like?"
Yeah, this hurts my ankles. Why am I doing this?
You need to post up a picture, send me a picture or something. I want to see exactly. I want to get the details on this visually because I can't. I'm having a hard time picturing.
Which, growing up, if you had a plastic or metal playground, that was fancy. I remember our elementary school started out with wooden. Everybody gets splinters everywhere.
Oh gosh.
You know what we had on the playground when I was a kid? We had the seesaws, we had the monkey bars, and we had swings. That's it.
Is that where they invented the wheel as well?
Yeah. Sure did. Smart ass.
Thank you. I'll be here all, well, at least for another hour or two.
Are you one of them girls to pee us off the Bud Light later?
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf is Lee Bryce. I don't know if you knew this one. I mean, somebody probably did. He was a lineman at the university. He went to Clemson, and he was a lineman, but he also played on special teams. He was a long snapper and had a good career in college ball. That's where he started singing, though. So he got off track. He said, hey. I'm out of the sports thing, man. Hey, I learned to play guitar. The girls love it.
I've had my home runs. Time to go to music.
I got to say, there's something. I got something he can snap. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know.
What, Annie? Yeah. No.
No,
what,
no,
Annie?
Yeah. Why don't you elaborate on that? Explain to us.
Shut, Chase!
Let's spend a few minutes on that.
Yeah, detailed.
No, you're a child.
Spreading those good vibes. Coming up here in a few minutes at 7:05, 5 after laughter.
93.1 The Wolf. Made in Carolina.
Go for it.
Mevin. Winston.
You never loved me like I loved you.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Good vibes, good life, good morning. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. And I hadn't heard about this. Maybe you guys had. I didn't hear about it until last night. I'm doing a little light night table reading last night.
By the candlelight.
Yeah. This 11-year-old kid, you might want to get out your hanky. This 11-year-old kid, his name's Romeo Cox, and he wanted to go see his grandma. But his grandma is a long way off. See, he lives with his parents in Italy, and his grandmother is in England. He hadn't seen her in over a year. all this COVID stuff. Yeah. There weren't any flights, so he tried to convince his parents to let him walk there by himself. And he wouldn't shut up about it. So his dad eventually agreed to go with him.
Aww.
They left in June, spent 93 days hiking through Italy, Switzerland, and France, found a wild donkey along the way to carry their stuff, took a boat across the English Channel, and made it to Grandma's house near London late last month.
Wow, look at that.
There's a picture of him being hugged tightly by his grandma.
Wouldn't it be just easier to take a plane or a train? Or
there were no flights.
Nothing. So they had to backpack, essentially.
Wow, how about that, huh? Talk about one happy granny.
I will say over there, because, you know, I have my friend Nora from Finland. Over on that side, everybody does stuff like that. They backpack and walk and just travel all the time in that form. So it's crazy. You know, it sounds crazy to us, but it's like just not out of the norm for people over there.
The rail system in Europe is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
We are so behind the times. You're so behind on our transportation across this country.
And if you think Amtrak is top of the line, boy, you're wrong.
Get the TGV, baby. You'll be back. Hey, Annie, you're up next.
Okay, so mine's short but sweet. Morgan Wallen, you know, had the baby. Their baby was born a couple months ago. And for Halloween, the baby mama has a picture of sweet little Indy Wilder on her Instagram, and he's dressed up like dad in the little cut-off flannel shirt, jeans, hat. They gave him the mullet and even the little cross earring, and he just has the cutest look on his face. And I don't know, it's all about the babies for me. It's precious.
Everybody loves a baby. They will immediately make you feel better seeing a smiling baby.
Oh, yeah. I will share it to our Wolf Facebook page because I love it so much. He's so cute.
Speaking of good vibes, yesterday I realized if you're one of these people who works all the time at home still, it's good to get outside and just breathe in some air. I'm honest with you. We did our little morning show photo shoot yesterday, and just being out in that little area, whatever it's called, where Annie took us.
The factory.
It was nice. It was relaxing. And just remember, just take some time just to get outside, even if it's just stare at a plant, honestly.
Get out of that house, man.
Yeah.
Get out there and breathe some real air. Not your recirculated fart air. Don't breathe that stuff.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Got a girl from the south side. Got blazing hair. Baby.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
But even Halloween, because Mexicans, we don't wear costumes. We usually just wear sweats and make them into costumes. Halloween, I asked my mom, she's like, what do you want to be? I said, I want to be Batman, but in like, the, you know, the little kid voice, I want to be Batman. So she made my own costume with the sweats and the little fake Batman symbol. Dirty toalla that the dog slept on as the kid. And you go to school for that little parade you do. You're walking around, I'm Batman. My mom made it también. But they call you Fat Man when you're there. It's okay, mijo, next year's gonna be different. She made me a skeleton. Look, it's X-Ray Man.
After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. So some promotional photos were taken yesterday.
As I was the handsomest out of all of us, just throwing that out there.
Right.
No one can deny that, Chase. No one can ever say that you're not the handsomest guy in the group.
Yeah, thank you.
In
thank
any
you.
Group.
Oh, exactly. Thank you, Dale.
You're welcome.
Stop filling his head up.
So I'm never happy with any pictures really ever taken of me for any reason at all.
Hard man to please.
So, yeah, and the light could not get right for whatever reason. It's frustrating. So I'm not happy. I noticed, Chase, you posted one of your random shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yesterday. I had not posted one of mine. Annie, did you post one of yours?
Absolutely not, because every single photo of me is horrid from yesterday. And you know what? I used to be really picky, but I've stopped being so picky now. Because I'm like, okay, I'm fat. Okay, it's just going to happen. I'll lose it at some point. But for now, I get it. I'm fat. I got a double chin. But I just couldn't dig with any of them. They were all bad.
I want to post the one picture of Annie sitting by herself on the bench.
I will murder you. Do you hear me? Wrong. I know where you live. I will find you and I will kill
you. Post it up.
Do not post it up. Chase, I swear to God, we will not be friends. And we're not even close to friends right now. So we definitely won't be friends.
Oh, wow.
Scratching you completely off any list.
You're fired. You post like that picture, you're fired. I got connections. You're fired. That's it.
Fired or fired?
Fired.
Fired.
You're fired.
Ooh,
just like, I'm
that's
fired
even worse.
Up.
Fired up. She about to get turnt.
Turnt.
Oh, God.
Word.
Chase, seriously, do not post that picture.
Coming up in just a few minutes, pulled together the top 10 horror movie list. These are the must-sees between now and Halloween. If you like to, you know, everybody likes to turn off the lights around this time of year, put on a scary movie and watch it. What are the biggest, best of all? What's the one that scared you the most? The one that really gave you the heebie-jeebies and still to this day still scares you. No matter how many times you've seen it, still think it's scary. Going to cover that list at about 7:25. Chime in anytime. You can text or call 680-WOLF. Wait a minute. Jake, I'm sorry, but you're just not going to happen right now because I don't have time for you. Buddy, I got to move on. You can talk about your sweet tea some other time, okay?
93.1 The Wolf.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. That's Love and Theft and Angel Eyes. Nice job, Chase, posting that picture of Annie. It's up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is it really? No. I'm going to kill you guys.
I got her. See,
it is the nastiest one photo. I swear to God, it's awful. I will hate y'all forever.
She was adjusting in the chair. It just happened when I was trying to line up the shot. I just was taking a couple. And
I always get photos like that. Double chin, eyes half closed, yeah. Middle of my head moving photos.
All right. So on with the Halloween movie list. Guys, I'm playing this music for a reason. First of all, this is some of the creepiest music ever recorded for a movie soundtrack. And cheap, too, because John Carpenter, who made the movie Halloween, had no money to do this movie, had no money left for a soundtrack, but he played piano. So he sat down at the piano and just kind of figured out this little key stroke progression that he did.
Nice.
And it turned into the theme from Halloween, which is number one on my list as far as a must-see scary movie. I probably was too young to see this movie when I saw it.
Yeah.
And it just scared me senseless. And the way it was shot, you know what I mean? It's not... let me tell you something. This started that genre of movie, really. There wouldn't have been a Friday the 13th or a Freddy Krueger or any of that, I don't think, if it wasn't for this movie, which turned out to be the most successful independent horror movie ever made.
So good.
So yeah, that's number one on my list. Annie, over to you.
I'm gonna have to go with I don't do a lot of horror movies, and I definitely don't do paranormal. It messes with my spirit too much. But the very first scary movie I remember ever seeing was The Ring. No, I'm not a hippie. I'm just a religious person, and it just doesn't flow right with my spirit, Dale. Okay.
Hippie.
Anyways. I saw The Ring in movie theaters with some friends and had the pants scared off me. I still to this day cannot see a TV screen go fuzzy without being like, ugh. Like, turn it off. Like, yeah. I can't do it.
All right. So The Ring, that's your number one scary one. Chase?
I guess I would have to say I don't watch a lot of horror movies, but I remember growing up, there was really one scene in one movie that I could not watch just due to the fact it creeped me out. And that was in Ghostbusters when the nun, or not the nun. Well, the nun's a scary movie as well. when the babysitter ghost whatever flies in off the balcony and her eyes are like,
yes,
like
that scared
wide
you?
Open.
I remember
oh
that.
My gosh, it scared the crud out of me when I was younger. I was like, I'm gonna have to skip this scene. Excuse me.
All right, so we have a top 10 that you guys sent in. Thank you for taking the time to send in your scary movies. We're going to see how it compares. I pulled the Rolling Stone Reader's Poll, which is highly participated in, for the top 10. The top 10 from that poll are number 10, Poltergeist. Number 9, The Thing. Number 8, Night of the Living Dead. Number 7, The Haunting. Number 6, Alien. Number 5, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre Original. Number 4, Halloween, the original. Number 3, Psycho. Number 2, The Shining. And number 1, The Exorcist.
Ooh.
How does that compare with the listener list?
All right, so we'll go 10 to 1 here from our listeners. Facebook, Instagram, cross platforms is what you guys voted for. Number 10 is our listener Joshua Hopkins' wedding video.
Good one. Good one.
Number 9 is Carrie. 8, Wrong Turn. 7, The Birds. 6, Psycho. 5, It. 4, The Exorcist. Number 3, Friday the 13th. Number 2, The Conjuring, which, okay, anyways. And number 1, Halloween, and I quote, all of them.
Really? All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me. For me, it's just the first one. They became stupid after that to me. And I didn't care for the Rob Zombie
He walked
remake.
Too fast.
Yeah, he was moving too quickly.
That was pretty good.
You like that one?
Yeah, and I never understood why they run.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, Chase. Good morning to you. It's 7:36. We have been exploring all the horror movies, all the must-sees, the ones you got to watch between now and Halloween. I know everybody likes to curl up and watch a scary movie, and we pulled together. I think collectively and the consensus so far is the scariest one is Halloween, the original. We'd like to hear from you, too. Something to add to the list that we've already pulled together. You can reach us anytime. Text or call at 680-WOLF. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Hey, calling about these scary movies?
Yes, sir. What's your pick?
I say a movie called Veronica on Netflix.
Ooh,
and there's
yeah.
only 1 out of 100 people can watch the full movie. That's how scary it is.
I heard about that.
Wait a minute.
It's a Spanish movie.
Tried to watch it. We couldn't watch all of it.
And you couldn't watch it because it was just too disturbing or scary?
It's both. It's based on a true story in 1992.
And yep. It's called Veronica.
Yes.
Yes. It's about a little girl went missing, and it's scary.
Okay. All right. Veronica. All right. I'm not watching that. All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Annie, you seem to know something about this Veronica movie. I need to hear a little bit more about that.
So it's based on a true story. So the movie there, basically the movie is the same plot as the same as a true story. It's about a young girl in Madrid in 92, and she mysteriously died after using a Ouija board.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Basically, she suffers from seizures and hallucinations in the following months after the Ouija board incident. Her parents saw like evil shadows in her room. She went to see doctors and went in hospitals and stuff like that. And nobody understands what happened. Her parents reported that following her death, their house became haunted and a phenomenon was all verified by police reports. Basically, a teacher at school who interrupted them using the Ouija board actually claims to have seen some kind of smoke going into the girl's nose and mouth after she interrupted.
Oh, no. Nope, I'm out. Nope. Yeah,
it's not good. That's not good for her lungs.
And people say it is the scariest movie. They couldn't finish it. If they did finish it, they can't believe they finished it. I've seen some of the shots from the movie, and that was enough for me to be like, nope, I'm good.
Have you seen a trailer for it?
No, I'm not going to watch a trailer. That's letting them spirits into my soul. I can't do that.
I'm going to wait till High Noon. And the sun is out.
Yeah, it's plenty bright out. Right.
That sun can burn those spirits right away, I guess.
That's right.
It's all Veronica, so if you're brave enough to watch it. 7:39, just the way. It's Parmalee and Blanco Brown on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Parmalee and Blanco Brown in Just the Way. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's 7:42. It's Thursday. One more day to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Stony Creek Township, North Carolina. Population 3,725.
Salute! 93.1
The Wolf.
Holy cow, Parks Chevrolet Kernersville is giving away $5,000 to a Parks hero, but we need you to nominate somebody now at Parks.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's Thomas Rhett and Marry Me. 7:54, thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Grab your party hats and your horns, please.
'Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
If you are celebrating today and you're going out for margaritas and tacos or whatever else, invite me, okay? Because it's Thirsty Thursday. You share your birthday with Jonathan Lipnicki, who is the cute little boy in Stuart Little. He's not so cute and little anymore. He's 30 years old today. Mm-hmm. Zachary Hansen is the youngest Hansen. He is 35. Still bopping it their way into fame, I guess, because they hadn't done anything else. Michael Fishman, he is 39. He played DJ on Roseanne. Also, I think he was in, what, Big Bang Theory? Shaggy is 52. You still can't understand a word he says.
You know what's funny about him is that's just part of his act. You know, he talks like a regular guy. It's funny. Right. If you'd be talking to him. I had him on the air once with me. He's just talking along, and we had to jump on the air. Man, he goes right into that Shaggy thing like flipping a switch.
You shut it.
Shaggy.
Jeff Goldblum is 68, and Christopher Lloyd is 82. I bet he wishes he could go back in time, huh?
Yeah.
Some local birthdays for you. Joseph Farrell of Welcome, Chris Hollerin of Kernersville, Rob Miller of Greensboro, Bob Schuster, Pleasant Garden, Chris Whittington of Winston-Salem, and Amanda Lee Anderson of Kernersville. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your special date in now so we can shout you out. Go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case, we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I...
Hi-ee! I think that needs that right there. 8:02, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Time to head to the land of law and order now. It is Nimrod News Time. And I will tell you that I had such a hard time deciding which story to use that we're going with two stories.
Okay, all right. Today. Let's sit back. Story one.
Story one involves a guy who got really hungry for some McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
I get it.
Yep.
Really delicious. He wanted some badly. 1:30 a.m. He was starving for some Chicken McNuggets. He lives up in Ohio. The McDonald's that he rolled up to was closed. But that did not deter him from going inside the restaurant through illegal means to get some Chicken McNuggets.
Okay.
So he gets in by breaking in through a door and is surprised that there is no one in the restaurant to take his order.
Break some glass. Why is there nobody else here?
The police responded to the store's alarm shortly after and stopped the guy as he was walking out. He was charged with disorderly conduct while intoxicated. Surprise.
Why can't you just be like, yo, I was super confused. I really didn't know this place wasn't open. I just wanted some McNuggets, man. Like, I just don't get it. Why can't sometimes you just get brushed off, you know?
The worst part about it was he never did get his Chicken McNuggets.
Oh, my God. Especially them spicy ones. Have you guys had those? Whoo! Those
they're
are probably the
all
best.
Right.
I think they're better than Wendy's. Those are some good spicy nuggets.
No,
yes.
No.
Way spicier. Way spicier.
No.
I'm the McNugget queen.
Chase is very adamant about the difference in those nuggets.
Yep.
There's a lot of difference, but I'm telling
you. There is a lot of difference.
The spice factor, McDonald's is winning that one right now.
I hate to tell a woman that her opinion's wrong, but Annie, you're wrong.
Wow. Good thing on opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got them, right?
That's right. And here's the other story that I had to bring to light because I couldn't let go. This guy was in his car on a little road trip. He was in New Hampshire. He was on his way to Maryland. He was driving through a busy shopping area where there's one of those huge, expansive outdoor type mall slash shopping centers.
Like Tanger.
Yeah, it's only bigger. This place is huge. And huge. While he was driving by there, the advertising agency for the shopping center was using some drones to take some aerial photos and film for advertising purposes. Well, the guy in the car thought the drones were following him. He pulled over into the shopping center parking lot, retrieved his .357 Magnum from the glove box, and started shooting at the drones.
Oh, he's real cray. Okay.
A SWAT team had to come and take him down.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm surprised I didn't make some national news. Oh, my goodness.
What are people thinking, man?
He's probably one of those ones who wears like the aluminum foil hats in his house. You know what I'm saying? Like just totally just scared of everything.
Yeah, it reminds me of Gene Hackman's character in that Enemy of the State movie. Mm-hmm. If you've never seen that, check it out. And if you like Gene Hackman, and who doesn't like Gene Hackman, one of America's greatest actors of all time. He's in that movie with Will Smith, and it's very good. Check it out. Sam Hunt music now. It's Hard to Forget on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
I saw your sister at work.
Meanwhile, back at Mama's, almost like a line out of Batman. Meanwhile, back at Mama's.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
Meanwhile, back at Stately Wayne Manor.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's how he should have sang that. Meanwhile. I don't know what made me think of that. Meanwhile, back at Stately Wayne Manor. All right, it's 8:13 now. I'm going to be either flushing or keeping the time change, which is coming up next weekend. So enjoy your extended daylight hours for the next 7-8 days or so, because that's going to all change here very soon. Can you believe it's almost the beginning of November? I mean, seriously, can you believe we're practically in November here? I don't understand how we got here.
I literally drove around yesterday thinking to myself, has it already been Halloween? No. Has it already passed? Like, where am I? Who am I? Like,
yeah. All right. So we're almost to November here. And we're going to decide whether or not to flush or keep daylight savings time. We'll get your thoughts and your input coming up just a little bit later on this morning. Five things on the way, too. Chase has that in about 15. And you got anything special that you want to tease up a little bit? You got anything coming up?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thanks.
With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to do.
No good girl, no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoe.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
If you were trying to purchase one of the new electric Hummers, and you had your $113,000 ready in hand.
Yeah, I was ready. I was ready to get there.
Yeah, well, pre-order sold out in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I got there, but it's too late. I waited, but, you know.
Were you doing the cash option, or were you putting it on a card?
I was putting it on the Amex Black.
Yeah, you were.
It was too late.
Right, Big Spender. Yeah, so they have officially sold out, which, looking at the pictures online, I mean, it's great. It's beautiful. But I don't have $113,000. So if that's what you're looking for, you're out of luck.
Stop poor mouthing. I don't want to hear it.
I know.
Anybody who's buying in bulk cat sunglasses has no room to talk about being broke.
I know. I understand. Hey, and if you're looking for an extra job on the side to go towards that electric Hummer, I have one for you. Bonus Finder, its website, is paying $500 for people to taste candy.
Yes.
Ooh.
Job ad reads, we're looking for candy lovers who rate each candy item based on the following criteria. It involves candy taste, complexity of flavors used, price of each treat, because you don't want to pay too much for something that you're not getting a lot of. Size of each portion, could not agree more. Now, here's one I didn't think of, but jaw ache sore. Does your jaw hurt when you chew on it? Is it too chewy? You have to write all this stuff down.
Mm. These are important things.
Yeah. All right. Favorite candy, quickly. Favorite candy, Annie, go.
Peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's. Over to you, Chase.
Reese's.
Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm going with Starburst fruit chews.
Wow. Really?
It's one of these sort of addiction things. Sometimes I have to have them. I know you're not supposed to eat that stuff, but sometimes I can't stop myself.
Okay. All right. To each his own, as they would say. Today is National Scar Appreciation Day. Do you guys have a scar that either you're proud of or you got it when you were a kid and you're trying to do that daredevil jump type of situation?
I have two. You want to hear about
them? Okay. Well, sure. Let's sit down. Gather around Grandpa.
One is a martial arts accident. Every bit of the skin off the front of my shin right down to the bone.
What?
Still there. Scar still there. And then a gash scar across my lower right thigh from a box cutter from working in a grocery store. The box cutter went straight through the top of that box, through my pants, and right across that leg.
Gosh.
Yep. Those are mine.
Yeah, well, I got a scar by jumping on a trampoline. There was a storm that came through the day earlier, and I guess it had broken a limb, and it hung down, and I jumped on the trampoline, and it gave me a scar across my forehead.
Oh, my.
Oh, jeez.
Harry Potter in the flesh, everybody. Here he is.
I'm a wizard, Harry.
Practicing anyway. Flying on that broomstick.
That's right. Hey, just to keep these dates in mind, 9 days to Halloween and 10 days until daylight savings time ends. So keep that in the back of your mind as you do some planning the next couple of days. And last but not least, your fun fact for today. Did you know the first candy produced by machines was Nico Wafers? A guy named Oliver Chase made them with a lozenge cutting machine in 1847.
Anybody present like Nico Wafers?
No.
Love them.
Do you really, Chase?
Mm-hmm.
Flushing stuff.
Hate that. It gets better every day. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're flushing or keeping the time change, which is, as Chase pointed out, what, 8-10 days away from now?
Yeah, 10 days away.
I'll start here. I'm one of those, I don't care. It doesn't bother me that much, but we are pressed to an answer here, so I'm going with flush it.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to have to say flush it too, because I believe that, that it's going to be a downward spiral for the rest of the year. Just the time says it's supposed to be darker and it shouldn't be. And it just makes everybody depressed and gloomy. And I don't want it. And I think it's just hard to change all my clocks. And then I'm late to stuff. And I just flush it.
Let me just interject that I'm okay with the situation you're talking about until we get past Christmas. But man, from January until spring.
Miserable.
That's rough. Chase, over to you.
Well, let's start out by saying 336-680-WOLF. Text me. And I want somebody on my side for this. I'm saying keep it.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I mean, we're already on the pattern,
he's a farmer.
yeah, he's got a farm to worry about.
That really doesn't have anything to do with it nowadays. But we're already on a pattern. Just keep it, just let it hang around. Is there anybody who agrees with me or I don't know. I have a feeling no.
Let's find out. Over to the phone, what say you?
If we leave it where it's at during this time of the year, folks will stay out longer, spend a little more money. It will be better for the economy. And just leave it like that all the time. When people get off work, then they're ready to go home because it's dark. But yeah. If you have another hour of light, you can go do a few more things.
All right. Well, what's your name?
Tammy Hart.
Tammy Hart! How are you?
What are you doing, Annie? I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. She's
love
the best,
to see you
guys.
On the air. Or, excuse me, hear you on the air.
Well, thanks for listening.
Tammy, have an awesome day and have an awesome upcoming weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. So that's it then.
Yes.
We're flushing the time change. There she blows. Sorry, Chase.
Whatever.
Sorry. Hope things down there on the farm survive.
Yeehaw.
Summertime.
Summertime is finally here.
Wake wake up with the Wolf Show. A little summertime flavor from Kenny Chesney. Beautiful at the studio window this morning as the sun is lighting up the yellow leaves that are remaining on the trees outside here. Got a lot of green still.
Yeah, we do. I'm green. Surprised.
Yeah, we still got a ways to go before we hit some peak. All, you know, this maple tree's getting red late. I'm trying to plan my annual trek around Salem Lake, which is a great place to see leaf color and all kinds of other of nature's beauty. Please, if you've never done it, maybe you're new to the area, that trail around Salem Lake. By the way, though, get ready. I'll let you know ahead of time. It's 7 miles around there, and it feels about like 10 when you're walking.
I believe it.
It is. So, but it is a great walk, and when the weather's great, you know, you got those 60-degree days. Beautiful for that. Yesterday and today. Yesterday was just hot. It was just hot yesterday.
Oh, it was miserably hot.
We were outside yesterday.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
We were outside yesterday getting some promotional pictures taken, and Chase has posted one of his with trying to convince Annie to post one of hers. She's unhappy with her pictures.
I will post a selfie I took in the car.
Oh, come on. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, because my ring looks great.
Yeah, it was hot and miserable yesterday. And the reason why, Annie, is because I have a bunch of blubber around my stomach.
I don't? Hello?
Not compared to me. I mean, I tell you what, this keeps
You're sweet. But we're not stupid.
I think maybe you had the meat sweats.
You're right. I did just put down a large platter.
All went to lunch yesterday at Clark's Barbecue with my friend Jim, who's been in town on the North Carolina barbecue tour. And I go to Clark's specifically for those hush puppies. I was pacing myself on the barbecue yesterday. Mm-hmm. Although when the sandwich got there, first thing Annie said, that is a huge sandwich.
It was. Yeah. It was ginormous.
Okay. All right. So find that picture that you're happy with, Annie, and post it up on your Insta. I'm gonna post one of mine up on my Insta.
Insta, look at him being hip.
Yeah, I always call it IG, and everybody says it's IG, so I can't make fun of him.
Insta's much cooler.
Post it on IG. Get it on IG.
93.1 The Wolf. Music brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is
more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
Wake up the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Annie's got all the next door news now. I can't wait to hear what's going on now. Annie, what's up?
So I did lots of scrolling today for a sweet piece of neighborhood news from my next door app. And I just want to say thank you to my fellow Kernersvillians, because without you, the news from next door would not exist. And I tell you right now, we're going to need a lawyer for all of the neighborhood buzz going on today, because Martha wants to sue our beekeeping neighbor.
Oh, that's the beekeeper. It's the bee, now the most important living creature on Earth. True
Truly.
Story.
It is. You know, I'm terrified of other flying objects, but bees, I'll be like, hi, bee. Some pollen, need some water.
You look busy.
Yeah, okay. So here's her post. Every day I see my neighbor's bees flying around my garden, stealing the pollen or nectar from my flowers. Then the bees go back to my neighbor and create honey. My neighbor then harvests the honey and sells it at our local farmer's market for profit. I have never received so much as a jar of honey as compensation, and every day my neighbor's bees trespass and steal my flowers. I was stung once when I was a child, so I know how dangerous bees can be. Just wait. The way I see it, this is equivalent to a person's dog coming into my yard to steal balls or tools and then give it back to its owner, who then sells it for profit. Do I have legal ground to sue? What type of thing should I begin documenting in order to prepare for a legal battle? What would be a fair settlement amount if my neighbor doesn't want to take this to court? Thanks for the help.
First of all, there'll be a law firm or a lawyer who'll take that suit.
Yeah, exactly.
First of all, it's unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm thinking maybe Martha should get like her own bees to combat the neighbor's bees. What do y'all think?
I don't know, but I love
bee battle.
I love honey. I love it. Sourwood honey is my favorite. It's the best.
Is that the one with the little comb in it? By the way, do you like that? Yes or no?
I do eat comb. I do eat, and I do buy the honey with the comb inside of it. Of course, you can buy almost any kind of honey with comb in it. Most of it is not sold that way, but I do like it that way, and I have some in my home right now that I'm enjoying.
Okay. Forget the honey. Back to Martha. What is the going rate for pollen these days anyways, you guys? You know, is she going to make some money off of this? I would love to see the lawyer bills for working out what percentage of the honey was made from his pollen and then how many other honey producers he sued. Does this exist? Does this person exist? Will there be a lawyer to help Martha in her pursuit of suing the neighbor? All I know is that everybody must be bored as hell in quarantine. Like, if she lived next door to Mr. Rogers, she'd definitely sue him for running an illegal railroad in his house. Don't you agree?
Probably. Sounds like that kind of person.
Yeah. All right, Martha. We're going to keep an eye out for you and your beekeeping, okay? You can spread the joy of the juicy gossip from your hood. Share with me on Instagram, Facebook. I about said IG. Just search for Annie Camp and follow me. Share.
Here it is, the CMT Breakthrough Video of the Year from Gabby Barrett. It's I Hope.
I hope she makes you smile.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.